Harper Audio presents Sandstorm by James Rollins, performed by John Maher. Copyright 2004 by Jim Schakowsky. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Part 1. 1. Fire and Rain. November 14th, 1:33 a.m. The British Museum, London, England. Harry Masterson would be dead in 13 minutes. If he had known this, he would have smoked his last cigarette down to the filter. Instead, he stamped out the fag after only 3 drags and waved the cloud from around his face. If he was caught smoking outside the guard's break room, he would be shit-canned by that bastard Fleming, head of museum security. Harry was already on probation for coming in 2 hours late for his shift last week. Harry swore under his breath and pocketed the stubbed cigarette. He'd finish it at his next break. That is, if they got a break this night. Thunder echoed through the masonry walls. The winter storm had struck just after midnight, opening with a riotous volley of hail, followed by a deluge that threatened to wash London into the Thames. Lightning danced across the skies in forked displays from one horizon to the other. According to the weatherman on the Beeb, it was one of the fiercest electrical storms in over a decade. Half the city had been blacked out, overwhelmed by a spectacular lightning barrage. And as fortune would have it for Harry, it was his half of the city that went dark, including the British Museum on Great Russell Street. Though they had backup generators, the entire security team had been summoned for additional protection of the museum's property. They would be arriving in the next half hour. But Harry, assigned to the night shift, was already on duty when the regular lights went out. And though the video surveillance cameras were still operational on the emergency grid, he and the shift were ordered by Fleming to proceed with an immediate security sweep of the museum's 2.5 miles of halls. That meant splitting up. Harry picked up his electric torch and aimed it down the hall. He hated doing rounds at night when the museum was lost in gloom. The only illumination came from the street lamps outside the windows. But now, with the blackout, even those lamps had been extinguished. The museum had darkened to macabre shadows, broken by pools of crimson from the low-voltage security lamps. Harry had needed a few hits of nicotine to steel his nerve, but he could put off his duty no longer. Being the low man on the night shift's pecking order, he had been assigned to run the halls of the North Wing, the farthest point from their underground security nest. But that didn't mean he couldn't take a shortcut. Turning his back on the long hall ahead, he crossed to the door leading into the Queen Elizabeth II Great Court. This central 2-acre court was surrounded by the 4 wings of the British Museum. At its heart rose the great copper-domed round reading room, one of the world's finest libraries. Overhead, the entire 2-acre courtyard had been enclosed by a gigantic Foster and Partners-designed geodesic roof, creating Europe's largest covered square. Using his passkey, Harry ducked into the cavernous space. Like the museum proper, the court was lost to darkness. Rain pattered against the glass roof far overhead. Still, Harry's footsteps echoed across the open space. Another lance of lightning shattered across the sky. The roof, divided into 1,000 triangular panes, lit up for a blinding moment. Then darkness drowned back over the museum, drumming down with the rain. Thunder followed, felt deep in the chest. The roof rattled too. Harry ducked a bit, fearing the entire structure would come crashing down. With his electric torch pointed forward, he crossed the court, heading for the north wing. He rounded past the central reading room. Lightning flashed again, brightening the place for a handful of heartbeats. Giant statues, lost to the darkness, appeared as if from nowhere. The Lion of Knidos reared beside the massive head of an Easter Island statue. Then darkness swallowed the guardians away as the lightning died out. Harry felt a chill and pebbling of goose flesh. His pace hurried. He swore under his breath with each step, "Blading buggered pieces of crap." His litany helped calm him. He reached the doors to the north wing and ducked inside, greeted by the familiar mix of mustiness and ammonia. He was grateful to have solid walls around him again. He played his torch down the long hall. Nothing seemed amiss, but he was required to check each of the wing's galleries. He did a fast calculation. If he hurried, he could complete his circuit with enough time for another fast smoke. With the promise of a nicotine fix luring him, he set off down the hall, the beam of his torch preceding him. The North Wing had become host to the museum's anniversary showcase, an ethnographical collection portraying a complete picture.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?